here's a story from The World.
More than 40 women are taking U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to court. It's a class action suit on behalf of a group of migrant women who were held at a detention center in Georgia. They say they were subjected to medical abuse, non-consensual or unnecessary procedures while they were in custody. Azadeh Shashahani is one of the lawyers representing the women in the case. Azadeh, when these women describe this medical abuse, what exactly are they alleging happened at the detention facility?
We have a pattern of forced gynecological procedures, in some cases leading to sterilization. So women went in for a minor procedure, and then, you know, in some cases, the next thing they know, their fallopian tube is removed, or, you know, there's a hysterectomy, or there's some other type of procedure that nobody explained to them. They didn't know what the purpose of it was. The manner in which they were treated was extremely inhumane. Then they had to live with the damage to their bodies. You know, in some cases, the inability to have children from that point on, the pain that they had that day and for days and sometimes for weeks on end, and just the grave emotional damage that they suffered as a result of this treatment.
So the person the women are alleging did these unwanted procedures is Dr. Mahendra Amin. Did he work at the detention facility, and does he still work there?
He had a contract with the facility, which I should mention is run by a private prison corporation, LaSalle. They are not currently sending women to see him, but I should say that ICE knew as early as 2018, based on the information provided by at least one woman that they were concerned about, you know, this medical abuse that Dr. Amin was inflicting on them. ICE refused to do anything and continued to send women to see this physician.
I mean, part of your class action lawsuit says that the women were retaliated against for speaking out against these alleged abuses. Is deportation one of the ways of retaliation?
Exactly. Deportation is one way. There's a whole array of mechanisms that ICE and the private prison corporation have used in order to try to silence the women. So in the spring, for example, a group of women came together and produced the video because they were afraid about the lack of protection provided to them against COVID. And as soon as the video got out and as soon as journalists started talking to them, the facility, instead of addressing their concerns, retaliated against them by placing them in solitary confinement, which led to really grave emotional damage for them.
How confident are you that either the solitary confinement or the deportations have been an attempt to silence the women?
Very confident. One of the women, Haromi, she was one of the people that we spoke to for our complaint filed in September. And as soon as our complaint started receiving national attention, the officers at the facility started interrogating people about who has been talking to the lawyers. And Haromi came forward and said, yeah, I did. I was one of the ones who spoke. And then the next thing she knew, she was deported the day after. So it's a very clear tactic of retaliation against those who are speaking out.
As to the medical procedures themselves, what has ICE said in response? Do they confirm that these procedures happened? Does ICE acknowledge that some of these women were put in solitary confinement?
There is no meaningful acknowledgement or acceptance of responsibility at all on the part of ICE. I think Congress and the new administration really need to be asking some questions. And at the end of the day, what we're asking for and what we have been asking for several years now is for this facility to be shut down.
Azadeh Shashahani, one of the lawyers representing the women in this lawsuit against ICE. She's with Project South, a nonprofit in Atlanta. Azadeh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
From PRX.